Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are doing the Suffer Well devotional series. And this message today is a message I want every one of us to hear. There are things that will reveal to us where we stand with our wonderful Messiah based on our actions, on our thoughts. Our actions are a result of our thoughts. And somebody who is in a good relationship with our wonderful Creator will not do and think the things they think. It's a great way to judge somebody. For somebody that has the set-apart spirit wouldn't even think of doing the things that most people do today. So as we read this devotional today, keep that in mind, and then we're going to do a teaching upon it. All right, we start off. This is the 283rd teaching of the Suffer Well devotional series, and this one's Soothe It. It's never just semantics. Every word that proceeds from your mouth reveals your state of mind. And your state of mind is either completely holy or it isn't. He who called you holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:15-16. Can you have wrong thinking and still be holy? Can a house or a mindset be divided and still be whole? Yes, your house is your mindset, the thoughts that permeate your being. But Yeshua knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Matthew 12:25. How better can we demonstrate the undivided mind than the words of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah himself? I can of myself, ego, do nothing. As I hear the Father, I judge. And my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of my Father who sent me. John 5:30. Unless his will is your will, you are a house divided. And now you are responsible for this reality. You can make no excuses, allow no room for compromise. As you embrace this truth, your mind will become soothed. Calmness will overtake you and your faith will be reassured. But let's go deeper and add an extraordinary nuance to your understanding. This soothing experience is not taking place in your own mind. It is actually his spirit in you, his mind in you that you are sensing. It is no longer you, but the Messiah who lives in you, Galatians 2:20. For who has known the mind of the master that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Messiah, 1 Corinthians 2:16. He speaks in the Holy of Holies within his temple. You are that temple, 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Remember, flesh and blood cannot enter the most holy place. Praise Yahweh that you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit is almighty, dwells in you, Romans 8:9. If you are lazy, you may claim semantics are at work here, but the cost of doing so will be high. Rather than dismiss it, let this prayer marinate in your bones. Father, I know your spirit within me is always in perfect state, complete in every way, lacking nothing. I deeply sense the effects of your spirit and how soothing you are. Thank you, and may I always proclaim that it is not I who lives, but you who lives in me. Let my life song sing. I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Hallelujah. That is our devotional for today from the Suffer Well devotional series. And such an important message that we grasp and understand. It is not by our will. It is not by our thoughts. It is not by our power, but the power that he has given us to overcome all these evil, wicked things and all these wicked thoughts that our true heart desires. But then he gives us a new heart, circumcising our heart and making us think things different and see things different. And I say it all the time, there's no neutrality without Creator. You're either for him or against him. Remember what he said in Revelation about the lukewarm, and we can't be lukewarm. If you're lukewarm, that's of yourself. If you have the Ruach Kodesh leading you, you're not going to have curse words on your mouth. You're not going to have evil thoughts in your mind. It can be done away with completely, but not of yourself, of him, when you let him. And that can only come when you trust him. And I don't care who it is or what it is or anybody, anyone that's cursing, anyone that's doing certain things is not where they think they are in relationship with the Father. We have to understand his spirit. We have to understand how it works and how it moves. We have to understand what it is to be one with him. And that's what we need to strive for. Not trying to get things for our glory and our own praise of who we are and where we are. No, all the glory and praise goes to him because it is him who is accomplishing these things. He will never let us down. He will never let us fail. It says in the scriptures in Romans 8, 14 to 16, those who are led by the Spirit of Yahweh are sons of Yahweh. You receive the Spirit of adoption. By him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies that we are Yahweh's children. When you submit to him, when you truly say that you believe Yeshua is the Messiah and you trust that, that's where that transformation takes place. Not only is your heart changing and being circumcised, but what's happening is you are receiving his set-apart spirit. And this is what people don't understand that are new to this or people that are missing it, people that don't accept Yeshua, people that don't understand the scriptures, people. It all comes down to this right here. Becoming new in him is dying to yourself. And within your new self, he gives you this spirit amongst you that is not even going to let you do certain things that you've done before. You will despise those things. It won't even let you get away with those things. And if those things slip in, you will have such a conviction among you that you will rebuke it, identify it, and rebuke it immediately. That's what he does. That's what he does. And this world of suffering, and so many of us suffer physically in this physical world. How could somebody be on death row? How can somebody be accused innocent and be on death row? How can somebody be mourned for a wonderful creator and go with us singing psalms and hymns? And how could they find peace amongst those times when people are about to kill them and destroy them? You think of King David, his own son was coming after kill him, and all these people coming after kill him, and he got a good night's sleep. How can we have that? Because it says the set-apart spirit comforts us. John 14, verses 16 to 17 says, the Father shall give you another comforter, even the Spirit of truth. He comforts our minds. He counsels our and heals our bodies and helps us bear our sorrows. When I talk about suffering well, that's what it's about. It's about dwelling with the Ruach Kodesh, the set-apart Holy Spirit. That's what suffering well means. That's where you find the joy. The joy comes from the conviction, knowing that we are so close with him that we can now identify things and rebuke them immediately. In time, we will see none of that even in our lives. Nothing that's not of him will be part of us. We become one with him. That's when it says we will have the mind of Messiah. The disgust that I once considered okay and acceptable now is just detestable to me. To hear it, to see it, and to live it. To want nothing of that, no part of that. It says it's the Spirit will teach you all things in John 14, 26. And we talk about the fruits of the Spirit. This is the measure of where we are. It's not the big houses or the nice cars. No, the fruits of the Spirit is the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You understand the Ruach Kodesh. This Holy Spirit is going to change a person's character. There'll be no pride. No pride. It will completely change your character. There's no me and I's. It's just you and us and giving. And we think about this. We think about what it says. It says in Revelation 4:2, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men will see visions. Old men will dream dreams. Acts 2:17-18 says, I was in the spirit and there before me was a throne in heaven. From Revelations 4:2. We see this, we understand this, the visions and the glimpses of the supernatural is something we could all grasp, but we got to come to him truly, with the heart. And I tell you this all the time, the set apart spirit will never make you feel good about living in sin. Now I know many of you listening to this right now saying, well, you have it, you understand this and you know this. And did you hear what I just said? The set apart spirit will never make you feel good about living in sin. Sin is transgression of the commandments of our Creator. Not only are people okay living with it, people are justifying it. That is not of the Spirit of Yahweh. That is not scriptural. It says we must despise living against his instructions. It says about the consequences and the curses that come along with living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And no matter how much you try to justify it, it would never make you feel good about living in sin. That's of yourself. That's of your own mind if you could justify living against sin. If something in the scripture says something is a stonable offense, a stonable death to something, and Yeshua came to free you, truly free you, and set you free, and you continue to keep doing that same sin, you do not have the spirit that we are talking about. We got to remember, everything is spiritual and there are many spirits around there. There are many spirits out that will lie to you and tell you all these different things and tell you, make think it's okay to live in sin, that it's not a bad thing. And trust me, when you have this spirit and you fall short, you will not get depressed. You will reach down deep, deep and be able to appreciate Yahweh for taking you to the end, to take you all the way to the end of the rope, the end of the line, but he will never let go. If you're ready to commit to him, commit to him. You can overcome all things. There's nothing that will take his love away from you, as it says in the scriptures. But you can't give up. No matter what you've done, no matter where you are, I see people that get depressed because they've done the worst of the worst things. But I also know people have done the worst of the worst things, but they've given it up to Yahweh. They've submitted. They become a new person. And you could just tell it, you could just see it in the fruits of the spirits that are in them. That's what he wants. He has gifts to offer. He's the greatest gift giver ever. And he has all these gifts to offer us. But how many of us are going to take it and receive it? I see too many people today going the wrong way because they're not willing to let go of their flesh. They're not willing to die for him. And they're making excuses to comfort their flesh. Suffering well is not about comforting your flesh. Suffering well is about comforting your soul. Suffering well is about having peace in your heart when your flesh is destroyed. That's what suffering well is about. Suffering well is about having joy always, no matter what the circumstances in your life. It says in Acts 1:8, you will receive the power when the Ruach HaKodesh comes upon you. And since the beginning of creation, it's been there. It's not a New Testament thing that all of a sudden people started experiencing. No, it was all over the original covenant. Remember what it said when Moses prayed for Joshua, the spirit of Yah came upon Joshua and he led the children into the promised land. The spirit's always been in the scriptures from the beginning of time. And it's the only thing that's going to free us and liberate us. And understand that. That's it. Because even when the children came out of Egypt and went into the promised land, even though their bodies physically left slavery and they came into the promised land, their minds were still in captive because they were thinking of their own flesh until the spirit came upon the people and gave them true freedom. And the same thing happens with us today. We have to get this and understand this and understand what it says in the scriptures about this. And when you understand everything that comes along with the Ruach HaKodesh, you understand that that's where true conviction comes in. It doesn't come in from person pointing their finger at you. It doesn't come in from even you reading the scriptures and seeing something you've said and realizing you're not doing it. It doesn't come from somebody telling you you're doing something wrong. It doesn't come from you even doing it wrong. It comes from the Ruach HaKodesh that wants to be one with you. And only when you accept that can you be one with him, John 16:8 says. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and Yahweh's righteousness and the coming judgment. And Acts 24:16 says, this being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense towards Yahweh and man. Towards Yahweh and man. And Hebrews 13:8 says, pray for us. We are convinced that we have a clear conscience and a desire to live in an honorable in every way. In every way. And it's that conviction by the Rahadah Kodesh that's going to bring repentance. The problem here is many of you listening right now that call yourself believers or Christians or followers of Yeshua are still living in sin and justifying it. You're still loving your sin and your flesh so much that you're not able to overcome it. And that's the issue. And remember, there's no neutrality with our Creator. Yahweh wants to give us his best. And his best doesn't include making excuses and cutting ourselves short. No, his best is being one with him. Since the beginning of time, that spirit that I'm talking about has always been there. And is there today. It says in Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2. In the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of Yahweh was hovering over the surface of the waters. Since all the way in the beginning in Bereshit, it was there. And I tell you, the moment you put your trust in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, you will receive that set apart Holy Spirit. But trust does not come from words. Trust does not come from your deceitful heart. Trust comes from submitting and giving up your life and believing and trusting everything that goes against your own understanding, not having to see it to believe it, but trusting it and taking it for what it says in the scripture it is. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, for by one spirit we are all baptized into the body, whether we're Jewish or not Jewish, whether we've been bound or free, we have all been made to drink at the one spirit, made to drink at the one spirit. Ephesians 1:13-4 says, when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of salvation, and when you believed in him, you were also sealed with the promise of the rock, Rahadah Kodesh. He who is the down payment of our inheritance for the redemption of the possession to the praise of Yahweh. Let me say this as clearly as I could say this. If you're making a life of practicing living in sin, the Holy Spirit cannot dwell in you because a house will not stand divided against each other. It will not survive. You have to make a choice. Do you want to continue to live your life in your own ways and live your life in sin and live your life against the commandments of our Creator? Or do you just want to give up and let the Holy Spirit take over and let the Holy Spirit drive you and move you and not even argue with it, not to argue with it, to let go of your ego and to say, I don't understand this. I don't like this, but I'm not going to argue. You know that saying, if you can't beat him, join him? Well, stop fighting against this spirit that wants to dwell in you and start joining it. Start joining it. Don't settle for anything less than the best that Yahweh has to offer. And it's not about how nice you think you are or how many people in this world like you. How close are you living according to the way Yahweh wants you to live? What his will for you is. Are you continually fighting against the spirit that he's trying to put upon you? But through our disobedience and through our ego and through everything, we keep ignoring it and throwing it away. We don't want this, Yahweh. We don't want this. And Yahweh says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways. And that includes their wicked thinking. So they would have life. So they would have life. And in his great mercy, he's given us time to figure it out. And no matter how much we try to avoid and reject this spirit, he's continually trying to give it to us. No, 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 my child. No, take it, take it, take it. And we say, no, 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 we don't want it. Take it, please take it. I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. Change your thought patterns. Change your thinking. You shouldn't have to see it to believe it. Trust me. Trust my words, he's telling us. And this is the thing. When people say, oh, I'm extreme and I'm being legalistic for trying to keep the guidelines and instruction of our creator, I can't do this by my flesh. And if I try to do my flesh, I fail. And that just doesn't include my actions. That's in thinking of anything that's not of Yahweh. Anything that's not of Yahweh is of the enemy. Any negative thoughts, any thoughts of doubt, any thoughts of worry or fear of man, these are not of Yahweh. This is the flesh fighting the spirit that he wants to put upon us that will comfort us and help us at all times, no matter what. But we'll have no doubt, no fear. We'll trust him completely. John 14, verse 15 to 17 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. I will ask the Father to give you another helper, to be with you always. He is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor recognizes him. But you recognize him because he lives with you and will be in you. John 14, 26 says, the helper, the Rahadak Kodesh, the set apart spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I have told you. How many of you want this daily reminder? How many of you want this reminder? Romans 8, 26 says, in the same way, the Spirit also joins to help our weaknesses, because we do not know what to pray for as we should, but the Spirit in itself intercedes for us with unspoken groanings. Stop rejecting Yahweh's Spirit through your actions, your thoughts. Let go. Let go of anything that's of the enemy. Let it out. Let it go and have nothing to do with it, because that's what's keeping you from receiving the Hadak Kodesh, the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 11 verse 2 says, and the Spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, the fear of Yahweh. Yahweh gives it to us, not because we deserve it, not because we've purchased it or something else. You cannot buy this. You cannot work to get it. It's a gift. It's a gift. And he wants us to receive this gift. He wants us to use this gift. He wants us to use it. He wants us to explain it, to understand it. We need to get this. We need to get this. Those of you that truly trust him fully, those of you that truly trust him fully, understand. You're just a walking shell here, but what's inside you is no longer of you. This is what it means to become a new creation. This is what it means to become a new creation. But you know what? You're going to want to give him your best. You're going to want to give him your best every day and every second. You're not going to worry about what the world thinks about the way you look or anything like that. You're not going to worry about pleasing your flesh and desires of your addictions. Your addictions that you're having trouble to let go of. That's you fighting the spirit. That's all it is. It's not about an addiction. That's you fighting the spirit that Yahweh is trying to put upon you. Because when you have that, addictions are no problem. Discipline is no problem. If you're struggling, whether it's overeating or drugs or negative thoughts or thoughts of suicide or anything like that, that's not of Yahweh. That's you rejecting the Holy Spirit that Yahweh wants to give you as a gift. Rebuke the enemy and receive that gift. Receive that gift. It says in 1 Corinthians 3, 16 to 17, do you not know that you are Yahweh's temple and Yahweh's spirit lives in you? If someone destroys Yahweh's temple, Yahweh will destroy him, for Yahweh's temple is holy, which is what you are. Yahweh designed us to be holy, special tabernacles and the spirit to dwell in it, just like you had Solomon build this special place for Yahweh's spirit to dwell in. And Yahweh says, now we are those special, beautiful places for him to dwell inside of. And what they do in Solomon's temple, they prayed and asked the spirit to dwell there. They did not reject it and say not to be here. And this is what we need to understand. We must be desire to be so clean and so pure and to appreciate Yahweh's temple so much and take care of it and not destroy it with the chemicals and drugs of this world, with the negative thinking and the fear of man of this world. No, that's not of Yah. the fruits of the Spirit, the comfort, the peace, the kindness, and the joy, the patience, love and mercy, and understanding what love is. These are what Yahweh wants us to do. 1 Corinthians 6:19. You know not that your body is the temple of the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own. How many of you are ready to give up? Give up your own life, to give up your thoughts, your everything, and let him guide you and take you and dwell inside you. You understand this? Acts 5, 3, verse 5, Peter asks, why has Satan filled your heart so that you should lie to the Ruach Kodesh and keep back some of the money you got in the land? As long as it remained unsold, wasn't it your own? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? So how could you have thought of doing what you did? You didn't lie to men, but also to Yahweh. And when Ananias heard these words, he fell down and died. And a great fear seized everyone who heard about it. Do you understand? It says in 2 Corinthians 3:17, Yahweh is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of Yahweh is, there is freedom. We all, with unveiled faces, are looking in the mirror at the glory of Yahweh and being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. This is from Yahweh, who is the Spirit. We need to get that and understand that. And ask him to release anything of you that's not of him, and to let that Spirit come upon you. And this isn't about speaking words in a different language. No, this is about living and seeking and desire to live a pure and holy life. That only words that come out of your mouth are pure and holy. No curse words, no evil thoughts, no wandering eye. None of that. None of that. Even in amongst the midst of temptation, you're relying on scripture to get you through it, because you understand the real truth. And you understand all of these things and being convicted by anything that you should not be doing. We have that Spirit of comfort and peace amongst us. We understand. And when I see those people out there that are doing these things in this world, you know, defiling their temple in every way, you just know the Spirit's not there. But we shouldn't take joy in that. No. That's our brother. We need to pray for them. Pray for them that they're willing to understand this and do this. Remember, take no pleasure in those things. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of Yahweh is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and a joy in the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit. And Acts 1:8 says, you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judah, in Samaria, and all the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh for Yahweh's Ruach Kodesh, Holy Spirit. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Hello, friends. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me and my dear friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
Tickets are available for a donation of $20 at tccalliance.com or call 772-324-9313.
There's a father when your father walks away.